Section 6. Insect Societies. This section of the insect zoo covers a single 10-foot-long wall with two enclosures alternating with two groups of images. At the left, this section runs into the termite mound model, with a low tunnel at its base starting a few feet back from this section's wall, so be aware that small children and occasional adults may be crawling out near the left end of this section. This section focuses on social insects such as termites, ants, and many wasps and bees that live in highly organized groups called colonies. Each individual has a role to play, working on behalf of the group. The colonies are superorganisms, and in some ways, the different castes function like parts of a human body. For example, the reproductive castes work like reproductive organs. Worker castes are like muscles. On the right side of the section are three photos below a title of Herders and Gatherers. Two ants facing each other, their mouth parts meeting. Ants on a plant stem, surrounding small red and black insects. And a column of small black and red ants, and two larger ants, with long hooked jaws, standing beside. To the left is an enclosure containing honeypot ants. These desert-dwelling ants forage for food during moist weather. Back at the nest, they regurgitate the food they collected to other honeypot workers called repletes, which serve as living storage jars. This enclosure is a cutaway view of subterranean chambers and the ground above. Small orange-brown ants may be found above ground or in the tunnels. The repletes may be found hanging from the ceilings of the chambers with abdomens that look like translucent orange water balloons filled almost to bursting, sometimes larger than the rest of their bodies. The queen is occasionally visible, plumper, and about twice as long as the workers. Workers may also be tending to tiny grub-like larvae and cocoons the size of rice grains. To the left is a group of three images called the Defenders. A pair of stacked photos on the right show an ant's head with long, serrated jaws and ants carrying a leaf-like insect. To the left, an illustration shows a cross-section of an ant nest with an ant blocking the entrance tunnel with its plug-shaped head. To the left is an enclosure containing acacia ants and an acacia plant. In the wild, the small red ants attack leaf-eating insects and clear away competing vegetation from the tree, which in turn provides the ants shelter in large thorns and food, including tiny pill-shaped structures on the leaf tips called Belchian bodies. The next section is the African termite mound, which starts at the left end of this section. Follow the termite mound around, past the tunnel opening, to where there is a long inset panel, about 3 feet from the ground.